This is ESPN 1000, WMVP WSHE HD2 Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
Now, back to more Waddle and Sylvie, live from the Old National Bank State Street Studio.
On Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
All right, thanks for listening, and thanks for being part of Carmen and Yurko here on ESPN 1000. Guys, we'll be back tomorrow between 12 and 2, and Crosstalk is brought to you by Club Hawthorne. Put a little bit more action into your weekend at one of the Hawthorne's 16 newly remodeled betting bars, or bet the races from home or on the go with Club Hawthorne Mobile Wagering App. Waddle and Sylvie. Bop, 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 bop.
Speaking of that, there's a horse today. It was pointed out to me by John Yurkovich.
You know, I'm going to be 50 this year, so
are
I'm reading
really?
Slower. Yeah. Like the old GN guys.
That's what I do too.
I was like Floyd Brown.
Usually it's because I'm trying to find my glasses. So
yes.
I'm going slowly till I get my glasses. Then I put my glasses on and then I get to normal reading pace. But there's a horse at Saratoga today in the sixth race. The name of the horse is Cara's Prince. My wife's name's Cara.
Yes.
I'm her prince.
Ah.
Put a little money on the horse. Let's see what the horse does.
Ah, is it a gray mare like yourself?
Not sure. I haven't seen it yet. But there's a really good chance. But it is the longest shot on the board in that particular race, which is kind of is symbolic of me. So maybe this is a sign.
Yes.
Cara's Prince.
Yes. So I'm thinking what? $2?
$2 Chuck over here. No, I put 10 across the board. I went to win, place, and show.
You
That's a big bet for me.
You have to.
If there was a horse name, what would be symbolic for you that would get you to go to place a bet if there was a horse with some sort of...
Allie's Prince.
Allie's Prince. Very unique of you to say.
No, but of course, all of them. How about like a horse called Wright?
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Do you know there was a horse? There was a horse, I think 2 days ago, the name of the horse was Crosstalk, and it won.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, how about that? Well, how come you weren't on that?
Yeah.
I didn't know about it.
About
no
that?
One gave me a heads up.
I didn't bet it.
Why
I just
not?
Saw it. I really wasn't actively, was doing other things, but I saw it.
Is the name the number one thing that you gamble on?
No,
horse racing?
No. You actually look at the racing form.
What analytic? Are you looking at their last, if they're stepping up in class, if
all
it's
of
a
that
step
stuff.
Down, if
yes.
what their last race around the track was timed at?
Just like any other
practice
event.
Runs?
It's like your competition. How have you done against the competition? How are you playing? Are you playing Appalachian State? Are you squaring off with Georgia?
There's no reason for that. You know, you're the reason why I don't have a best friend at work. Thanks for that. nonetheless, so for me, it's probably Peacock's Yell, probably.
Yo, that's a good one.
That's good.
Named after my
By
wife.
By the way, your guys' commercial is fabulous.
Oh, is it running?
Fabulous.
Yes.
Is it on?
Fantastic.
What kind of yell, though, are we talking about here?
It's the same yell that Allie gives you, the same one that Kara gives you.
Well, it depends. There are different yells. There are good yells. There are bad yells.
What the?
Yeah.
That's a bad yell.
Yeah. That's usually the tone. Yeah. That's usually the tone.
A lot of yells.
Tom! That's usually a toilet's leaking.
That's right.
Right. Exactly.
That's usually it.
Yeah.
I think that's about the right tone.
I can tell. I probably can't imitate the tones, but I can tell by the tone of having my name called, what's going down?
Of course.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. We all come to find out, I think all three of us have experienced this, that the two words that you want to avoid with your wife is, what's wrong? What's wrong? Right? Because you're never
when she's
going...
asking or we're asking.
No, we're asking. Okay. Of course, they don't care how we feel. What the F are you talking about, Waddle? So it comes down to what's wrong. Sylvie can just walk into a room, and you could tell that Allie's pissed off about something. Watch this guy. He's an old detective from 30 years ago. Anyway.
Sure.
Yeah, careful. Careful. Watch him. Mark.
I'm watching
watch him.
Be careful. When I get that, usually, too, when it's the mark in that tone, it's usually not good either.
But you ask what's wrong, and you would never get the answer. If you ask us what's wrong, well, here's what's bothering me, right? Yeah. But the idea that you ask, hey, what's wrong? Nothing.
Nothing.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
And for me, it's two times. It's twice, right? You say nothing. And I go back.
More.
And I go back. So what's wrong? Nothing. Okay.
Then we're done?
Yeah, we're done.
Then I'll be downstairs watching the White Sox.
Yep. Yep. Which is also cool, by the way, because if you're pissed off with me and you won't talk to me, oh, what a great day.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, what a great day. Yeah. She's mad, and I got the TVs on. Yeah. I've got my liquor just to where I want it.
Yeah.
And it's just me.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great. It's the best. You got to do what it
is. You've got to be careful, though, because if you do start to imbibe and a little bit, then you go upstairs and you get to be a little bit more aggressive with your, you know. So really, what was wrong earlier than you?
That's right. Is that really like after a few courses? Well, lines, I mean, is that I what think, you're doing?
Not me. I've been married for 31 years now.
Experience.
I go outside.
31 flavors.
Yeah. I go outside.
So how about that?
That's super experience.
Yeah.
How many years have you been married?
What year is it?
This is 2022.
22 years.
22? Wow.
Got married in 2000 so I could remember.
That's amazing.
Even year.
Do you remember, other than your marriage, your wedding, what 2000, the Y2K?
Oh, yeah. New Year's Eve, remember?
Oh, my God. Yeah. We were fearful that everything was going to go down. Yeah.
We decided to do it then, just in case. Because at least we knew that there would be water and toilet paper. Let's do this now.
Yeah.
Let's get connected, you know? So, no, it's a fine fall wedding. Nothing like a nice October. No, November. We got married in November.
You better know.
Yeah, well,
it was November.
No,
it's been 20. Yeah, what's wrong? Nothing. Oh, okay. By the way, what's wrong? Nothing? Okay, fine. Well, let me just tell you. Wait, you had two times. I was a telemarketer. I gave you two choices. You know what I'm saying? And you didn't go with it, so now we're done.
Yeah.
If you don't tell me now, I don't want to hear about it later. Right?
You're going to hear about it later.
Well, yeah, that's fine. Right. But in the moment, yeah. I don't, because I asked you.
Right.
What's bothering you?
Yeah.
But so for those that are, because it's summertime, it's going to be wedding time, and people are going to get married. We see them taking pictures right out front here, the Chicago Theater.
You got to get the State Street picture with the Chicago Theater in the background.
Well, you could, or just, you know, have it professionally done. I mean, it's the cheap way, of course. I mean,
what do you mean, cheap way?
It's the cheap way.
I mean, they have professional photographers.
Okay, well. Sounds like Sylvie's not happy with your... description of how he had his pictures taken.
That's fine. I mean, you could have this.
This is among other reasons why. You make fun of me on this. He makes fun of me all the time on this.
What's that?
My wedding day was not in my top 10 favorite days with my wife. Like, the wedding day was great. Don't get me wrong. But she took me and our entire wedding party on one of the Windy City limo buses through the entire city, 95-degree heat.
Oof.
Let's take the picture here in front of the theater. Let's now go to the Opera House. We got to take one of the Opera House. We've never been to the Opera House, but it's a classic building. Kenny Kim says it's a classic building.
Right.
Now let's go to the bridge. Thunderstorms are rolling in.
It's not a precursor. Don't worry about that.
What are we doing here?
Right.
A two-hour tour. I think it was longer than 2 hours.
You're following the game day marriage playbook is what you're doing.
Well, the playbook, your thing is always work smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
We didn't work smart on my wedding day. Then, we had to wait for all the women to get ready. Yeah. We were told to be at the hotel 1 o'clock sharp. They would all be ready. We're starting the photo tour, this and that. We're sitting down there. It's 2 o'clock now. Having a cocktail down there with all my groomsmen. They're still upstairs getting ready.
Yeah, and you're in a flop sweat because it's hot.
It's hot, and I sweat no matter what. I sweat doing the show.
Yeah, yeah. So you did.
Great day. Don't get me wrong.
Yes.
Not amongst my top 10 days with her.
It's a lot to do, man.
I just think the symbolism of you actually, you know, tying the knot, it's got to fall in your top 10.
No.
Maybe not number one, but.
No, there have been other parties we've attended, trips we've been on, the two times that we've had kids. I could rattle them off. I could rattle them off.
Well, that's four.
Well, yeah, I could. I mean, well, there's numerous trips.
Yes, the trip to watch the Sox in spring training together, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Jen, hold my kid. Take this picture.
The day that Dexter Fowler came back and surprised everyone. I was there with my wife. Sure.
Cubs clinched the division in '89 in Montreal.
They
were not together in '89.
The Bodie game. All right,
yes.
The Bodie game, I picked her up and I twirled her, and the Miggy Montero Grand Slam against the Dodgers, game one NLCS.
Did you give her a twirl then,
those
too?
Are much better. I picked her up and I twirled her.
Twirled her. How about that? A little twirl.
I spun her. I gave her a spin.
How about that?
A quick spin.
Yeah.
And what those kind are better of, than what my wedding days. That?
Gave a little spin.
Yeah.
She's the Wheel of Fortune, Allie. Bankrupt.
Yeah, but something tells me that that was more about the Cubs than it was about your wife.
No, the company.
Really?
You think I was spinning
really?
Perry?
I don't
you
know.
You think Berger was getting
I'm
a
not
spin?
Sure. Yeah.
Not getting a spin.
I bet he was. If you could lift Berger, I bet that you would give him a spin.
You'd give Berger a spin.
Yeah.
I would not, I've never given
you
Berger,
given Berger
spin.
A spin. When, what year was it, Mallard?
Yeah,
play
03.
That
weren't you getting yeah. set to spray yeah. down we were Berger and Perry with some champagne?
That was Bartman game, yeah. The Bartman game.
A spin?
Never a spin, though. Never a spin.
Well, because you couldn't lift him.
If you could have, though, you would give him a spin, right?
If your wedding day and your top 10 times that you've been with your wife.
Yes, it is in my top 10.
In 20-some years.
Yes, it is in my top 10. No question about it.
I've been married 31 years, and it's definitely top 10. And yeah. I'm not trying to... My wife's in Boston, right? She's not listening. She wouldn't listen if she was in at home.
Yeah.
But it's always, not pandering.
It's always what we talk about, too, with Vooch. You yeah. always get on me. Why do you hate Vooch, Sylvie?
Yeah.
It's because Vooch costs too much.
Yes.
My wedding costs too much, too. It was a lot. I had to write, sign that credit card bill at the end of the night, like, for the one party, the one time, because it's the wedding day. Yeah.
I get yeah. that. I'm with you. It's all of it's not.
And it's my list.
Yeah.
Damn it.
That's
just
true.
Like this is
you're
your
right.
Bears
you're
list.
Right. You're right. Well,
who
like,
are you to argue with my
You're
list.
Right. You sit over there with your trap shut every time I give you my next player.
You're right.
And you don't say a damn thing. Do you? Oh, not that guy. Oh, no way.
Vegas Jones.
There's nothing wrong with that.
And by the way, why are you so upset?
Not
at Ryan Poles.
He was for, giving you hell yesterday. No, did
it.
You hear about it?
310 yeah. yesterday. I heard it. Yep.
Yeah. Why
Carl
do
called
you
in
care?
Wanted a piece of it.
You know what they're doing. You know it's a rebuild. Who cares what he tells us?
It's about transparency. There's nothing wrong with being transparent. You just can't run your business and say everything's fine and lie to us.
I don't think he's saying it's fine, though.
He did say. The soundbite's right on the screen. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. It's on the screen.
All right, let's see. Where is it?
It's one of those blue ones. But it's on the screen where he's... Exactly.
One.
So go find it there, Treasure Hunt.
Go find it.
That's a strong H in Hunt
you
in that spot. Yeah, so.
The way this league is built...
I don't know.
Every team has to build. Every team has to do some makeover work.
Is
every
this
team
what you're thinking?
I don't know. I can't hear.
Guys coming in and leaving... you know, as they get older, you know, different things happen every single year. So
he's basically talking about rebuilding.
It doesn't really change for any team. Sure, the foundation might have a few more players or whatever, but if you don't have the building mentality every single year, then you're not doing it the right way. So in my mind, that's why I just didn't want the rebuild. Seems like, you know, we're going to tear this thing down to the studs and we're going to – No, there's good players on this roster. So it's my job, it's our job to develop talent, bring talent in, and just keep moving forward. So that was kind of my whole point with that.
All right, I'm ready. What did he say? One play. I'm plugged in now. Here you go. What do you have there, silly?
Look, you would take Belichick every day of the week, not telling you anything.
You're just not going to listen to my point, and that's fine. I'm going to give my point anyway.
No.
I couldn't
hold
care less.
On now,
no, hold,
mister.
No, you hold
I
on.
Am not
no,
your
you hold
partner.
On a second. No, no.
I listen
no,
to
you don't
everything
listen,
you
don't
say.
Listen to anything I tell you.
BS.
All I said was is that as a fan, be transparent with us. If I'm a season ticket holder for the Bears, let me know whether or not you're rebuilding or not. Don't lie to us.
I don't think he's lying.
He just told you that there's plenty of talent. Like, if you want to tell George that, that's fine. But if you tell me and Cap, like, hey, no, there's plenty of talent on this roster, you know that's not true.
He's telling you they're building. He just didn't say re. He showed
that's
you with his actions.
That's being
that they're
dishonest.
Rebuilding.
That's being dishonest.
Oh,
I'd rather
on.
Be Davidson. I'd rather be Davidson and the Hawks, where he says rebuild.
Rule.
At least he said it.
Don't affiliate with the Hawks now, hoodie.
I can. It's a new
be
day.
The Patriots and have Bill Belichick lie to me and not tell me anything.
It's a new day. They've cleaned it up. They've cleaned it up. They've swapped out all the, and it's all good now. How about that, Tommy? How about that?
No, I'm enjoying you guys having this. This is the ultimate conversation. The minutia here, because you're right. He didn't say rebuild, but he's talking
rebuild.
Build. He's talking about building. I think that that is code for these guys because they're afraid to say the word rebuild because of, he's probably been told by different, you know, marketing people, don't ever say rebuild. Maybe that's been ingrained in. But we all know they're rebuilding, or at the very least that they're, this is a reclamation.
Let me give you an example. The Cubs. I'm not sure what they're doing.
What do you mean?
Jed isn't, not only is Jed not telling us, I don't know, are they halfway doing it? Is this a quick thing? Is this a trying to win while rebuilding? Like, what are they doing? The Bears, I know, they are bottoming out, and then they hope next year to go forward. This is a clear bottoming out.
Oh, so you need a Wilson Contreras trade to know what they're doing. You know where this is going, right?
Well, are they going to spend next year and hope to compete? Is this a five-year rebuild? What? When do they want to win again? When are they going to try again?
When you see Wilson Contreras and Ian Happ traded, that'll be the end of that. Because I asked him directly, what do you call this iteration of Cubs baseball? Well, I'm not going to put a name on it.
He didn't want to put a name on it. That was very good.
And
part.
I said, well, and of course, I've always felt this. Well, you know, because, yes. Yeah,
so, I listen
no,
to you.
No, no.
I do.
No, Miller had to
you're
tell you.
You're so used to your Miller partner had to tell not you. You, listening
no,
to you.
No, you don't listen to me. That's fine.
I listen to you all the time.
Anyways, with an S.
I don't say that either.
No.
Anyways.
So, with the. You need four pillars to make a foundation. So who are the four pillars of the Cubs? That's what.
And you say pillars or pillows?
Pillars.
Oh, I thought you said you need four pillows.
These are pillows.
Well, the Cubs probably are building their foundation on pillows.
Right now they are.
I don't think they have any yet. I don't think we know what the pillar, like, we asked Keith Law about morale. Is he a guy? He says he's a good extra guy. Like, maybe he'll be a starter, but he's not one of the foundation pieces that you build around.
I like him, but then I like Jake Marisnyk, too.
We were talking about Jake Fox earlier. Remember Jake Fox?
Exactly, right. So I mean, I like him. I like a guy that clearly wants to be in the big leagues. He gets to the plate, you know, gets in the box. Hello, Mr. Umpire. How are you?
He's the greeter. That's right. Have you noticed that about Morrell?
No.
He shakes the hand of the umpire every time.
And the catcher. And yes. Will Smith with the Dodgers.
He's Sean Casey without the stats.
Mr. Friendly.
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed this in L.A. I thought I noticed that Will Smith didn't want any part of it and sort of left him hanging for a little bit. And then finally and then gave him the high five or the fist. But he does that to what is this called? The bump.
Okay.
The fist bump.
Yeah.
The fist.
To put two words together and it makes fist bump.
I was looking for words.
Fist
no
bump.
One was helping
fist
me.
Fist bump.
Because we knew where you were going and it's funnier when you go there alone.
Are you having a series of small strokes?
I had two strokes just then.
Fist bump. You had it.
See what
fist
happened when bump. You accused me of not listening?
You had it though.
I think you need to rebuild. I think you need to rebuild the show right now. You need to rebuild yourself.
Will he be happy if I say that we're
he'll be happy in 44 seconds when he gets to walk out of here?
That'd be vacation. Are you kidding me?
Do you need to know what exactly is going to happen today on the show?
I already
know.
Or
can we show you by our actions?
I already know.
What's going to happen?
I already know. First of all, we're going to get more important Bears. Holy bleep. In this the upcoming season, boy, I tell you what, is it not July? I mean, seriously.
It is.
This has been a bitch.
Is it really?
I was talking to Yurko earlier. I said, man, because you don't know what the Sox are yet in the second half, Cubs bad, Bears rebuilding, I could say it. Tough.
Yeah.
A little tough this month, to be honest.
I asked Wilbon this.
We're shining up a lot of crap this month. Tell you what.
You've been around Chicago sports your whole life.
Yeah.
And I know we're caught in the moment.
Yeah.
But do you ever remember a time where three teams were simultaneously rebuilding and the two teams who weren't, one was 500 and then the other one was just kind of stuck in the middle?
No, because we were just stuck in bad, right? Not rebuilding, but just two teams, Cubs Sox not doing well, Bears are just underachieving, that kind of thing. But rebuilding three teams, that's really tough.
It is.
That's really tough.
Starting completely over.
I mean, I don't know about you guys in the afternoon, but here in the morning, we've been shining up a turd. This has been one.
Well,
I'll tell you what.
I will say that the White Sox bring a great amount of intrigue to the conversation.
I love talking about the
Sox. Yeah, I do too.
I find
the Cubs conversation boring. I think the Blackhawks conversation right now is depressing.
Well, except for our hockey show. the pot.
That's
that we do.
That's true. Uh-huh. The Bears. I'm all the thing with the Bears is like I don't have any expectations for them, but I love football so much. I'm willing to ride.
Yes,
that turnmobile.
And Fields.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm intrigued on what it looks like. That's all. I mean, I know it may not be great results, but I just want to see it.
Do you know what I'm most interested in for this Bears season is my eyes are firmly fixated on Luke Getsy in this offense. Yeah. Now you could say you could distill it down further and go, oh, I'm most interested in Justin Fields. Yes. But who's directing Justin Fields?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've just gone through a series of horrible experiences asking questions to one another. What the hell was that?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you put Justin Fields in a game and throw him down a flight of stairs the way you did in Cleveland? I want to see if, like I always said to you, Sylvie, on Mondays, it didn't make any sense to me. Not that they got housed or they stink. It was what they were doing with that kid didn't make sense to me. I want to look at what Luke Getsy does and presents, and I want to make that determination. Does it make sense to me? And for me, with no expectations for this team in terms of wins, that's what's most important to me. Does it make sense? Can you build with this guy and the offensive coordinator that has been hired to kind of guide him?
Make it make sense.
Make it make sense. Yeah.
We just want to see what it looks like. Yes. That's all. I'm really intrigued on the growth of Justin Fields. We know this issue is the offensive line. We know that there's holes in the defense. But it's a rebuild and a restart for everybody for the Bears. So I just want to see what it looks like.
How about just the thought that, like, hey, we came into this game. We know what Justin does well. We know he's still, you know, learning to process things and to go through progressions. But boy, they got him out on the edge.
Mm-hmm.
Because not only is he athletic, he's more accurate throwing the football outside the pocket right now than he is inside the pocket. So that stuff will come over the course of time. But wow, that game plan really looked like it made sense to me. That's baseline for me.
I need a full season, Sylvie, so that I can make it the observation of Justin Fields' ceiling is blank. I can't do that topic now because I don't know. It's only been a handful of games.
Yeah.
If I said his ceiling is Kyler Murray, okay, I'd like to see something better than that.
We want to know where the floor is.
It's interesting because this is where we're starting our show.
The last couple of shows, we're going to go through the exercise of what floor are you accepting of?
Mm-hmm.
Where Justin Fields still won't be a bust. But
if Justin Fields
this current NFL quarterback, you'll be okay with that.
You won't be pissed.
Not obviously. We're not talking about the superstar quarterback we're looking for, but where is the ground floor?
Yes.
And we'll discuss that next.
And you base it on the skill set, the things that you know, right?
Right. Right.
So I know that topic was coming because I was in the meeting. So.
All right.
Yeah, because I listen to you.
I know.
Yeah.
And I listen to you.
No, not at all.
Huh?
It's unfortunate.
You're so used to the guy sitting next to you not listening to the word. I talk to you more and listen to you more in the morning than your partner does. And I'm on the damn elliptical while you guys are talking.
You know, that's fair. It's all fair.
Hey, at least you evaded the picture taking. Did you show Hoodie the picture of Jesse on the blue mat?
I'll show you here in the break.
I never saw it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Out of the blue, 202, start a crosstalk on Monday.
Cap sends him a picture.
Just two pictures of him
Jesse
and Jesse
in a bathing suit, kind of posing on a blue mat in the lake.
No text, no, hey, how are you? No, hey, just for your eyes only.
Wow.
Two pictures.
Just nudes.
Yep.
No, worries.
Don't forget about me while I'm gone. So I'll show you that, and then we'll discuss Fields coming up.
Make sure that Twitch is off. I didn't want people to see that.
Oh, I show Twitch.
You show Twitch already?
I show Twitch on Monday and Tuesday.
Did you give him a warning?
We almost got banned, yeah.
I was going to say, I mean, just the lack of sound
alone. I can't show my nipples on Twitch.
You cannot.
Well, that's crazy.
You're the face of the station. You can't do that.
No, I'm just talking rules.
You have shown. You have the water.
I'm going to do it again.
Oh, God. Oh, the sun. My eyes. My eyes. Christ. Waddle and Sylvie next. See you later.
Goodbye.
So long, everybody.
Miss a show? All your faves ready and waiting on the ESPN Chicago app.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. So what's the scenario?
Beautiful day in the city of Chicago. We're getting closer to the weekend. We are. What do you mean?
Oh, yeah, we are. It is Thursday. We are getting closer to the weekend.
Thursday.
You already looking for Saturday?
Yeah. Friday. I always let you know Thursday is sort of the day that I look to get to, especially when you're off on Friday. But no.
I mean, What are you going to plan for tomorrow?
I got stuff. Like, I'm just running around. Just, I got to take the car in. 5,000-mile maintenance. Nothing fun. I'm going to visit one of my sons at camp.
You going to take your Toyota, take care of your Toyota?
Yeah, well, like, yeah. Remember the maintenance plan. First 25,000 miles, you get free maintenance included.
What do you mean you're visiting your kid at camp?
One of my kids, Mason, I'm going to go see what he does at camp. Going to visit him for an hour.
Nice.
Nothing. Honestly, nothing.
That's it? You had a big long list of things to do.
Oh, yeah, and around the house, like, open up all the bills and mail, and I do nothing fun. There is really nothing. We're going to the Sox game as a family on Sunday.
There's no fun in your life? Is that what you're saying?
Not for me, no. I mean, it's basically whatever there is to do for everybody else.
Why do you save your bills for Friday?
Because I have no time the rest of the
What time do your kids go to bed?
I got stuff that I got to prepare for today. I got to text people. I've got stuff to do.
You can't carve out a half hour to take care of a couple of bills?
I do that on the weekends or when I get free time. Yeah. You do bills your way, and I'll do bills my way, mister.
Don't get pissy. I mean, it's like I'm just asking why you would do crappy stuff on a day off.
But because there are no days off. I'm living the Belichick life right now. There are no days. I took my kids to Carmen's thing yesterday, and you know me. No, nobody loves being a dad like me. But I showed people. I said to Merkin, I said, do you see why I'm tired all the time? Do you see these two maniacs right here? Do you see Braxton? One's climbing on our boss like he's a jungle gym and feeling the top of his head and then saying to him, why are you bald?
You guys need to have a boundary speech with him.
We have.
Yeah.
We've had multiple boundary speeches.
He doesn't pay attention.
Hands to sell. Yeah. You know, being polite, shaking somebody's hand, nice to see you.
Is he not used to seeing bald people? Take him to see Uncle Cappy.
Now you know why we haven't seen a lot of bald people. But no, usually, even if it's a full week, Thursday is the day. That's my marker where you're like, let's get to Thursday, drinking Thursday night. Usually in the football season, there's a game on.
Right.
You know,
are you concerned that at this is Braxton at the age where if you went and you were at some event and somebody had like an eye patch, he'd go right up to him and go, what's wrong with your eye patch?
No, he would take the eye patch off. Yeah. Okay. Let me see your eye. Exactly. So Merkin said, I see why you're tired. But look, it's the A, and everyone keeps telling me bigger kids, bigger problems.
Amen,
so
brother. Like, yeah, enjoy it.
And you're missing these stages.
I am.
You were saying in the meeting that you miss having younger
kids. I mean, I love my kids and their age, but like those were exciting times. They were exhausting, there's no doubt, but they're exciting. Listen, I had a daughter that would never keep her clothes on when she was a young kid.
They were Braxton and her are very similar.
Yes.
They're very similar.
But, you know, 2-3 years of age, we get a phone call from somebody, hey, your kid's out on the swing swinging naked again. And we're like, well, okay, well, she's in our backyard. It's our swing. She's not, you know, walking through your kitchen. You know, it's okay.
Right.
She just likes to roam freely.
Nothing wrong with that at that age.
Yeah. Do your kids like to get naked?
No, they're not
Did
naked.
They ever?
No, I mean, like, Braxy would run around naked, but not he's past that now.
Yeah.
There are certain things that you say, they're grown, and we go to the pool now. We don't have to watch them like hawks anymore.
Awesome.
Where we could chill, and there are noticeable differences, but there are still things. Like, again, there's no days off where we're doing the Belichick.
I got it. So you got a crappy day off tomorrow.
Right. Yeah. There's no vacation. In a couple weeks, we're celebrating our 10-year anniversary. We're going to Nashville. That will be something more fun.
Nash Vegas.
Yeah. I've never been there.
Even for work?
No, I don't believe I don't believe the Titans were there. Did they play one?
What hotel are you staying at?
No, I'm not. That's my thing. That's my joke. You think I'm going to fall for used to get freed out with? And anyway, the first thing I do when I get into the hotels.
Put the block on?
I unplug the phone. I don't want any. Like, if someone needs to reach me, you got my cell number.
Yeah.
There's no reason why that hotel phone.
Do you have a rooftop bar, rooftop pool where you're going?
Okay. No, there's not.
Oh, yeah, there is.
I'm just
Listen, there's so many new hotels in Nash Vegas that I couldn't narrow it down.
You guys on Broadway? You got to stay on Broadway.
We're 5 minutes from Broadway, and I'm told Broadway at my age and with what Allie and I are looking for is a good spot to visit and to definitely see a lot of the bars, take a walk, experience that vibe. But then
get the hell out.
And then after that night or that time, you then go to the Gulch. You go to other nicer places.
It's truly like
New Orleans.
Yeah, it's
with
a little
Bourbon
cleaner.
Street.
Yeah, a little bit. It's crazier now than it was years ago. But you guys will have a blast
because Bourbon Street. Everyone would tell me French Quarter, Bourbon Street, different. Yeah. Bourbon Street is in the French Quarter. But it's not just the French Quarter. If you wander off of Bourbon Street, there are lots of parts of the French Quarter that are much nicer, but not as touristy.
Yeah. Are you going to hook up with Jay?
He's giving me some go-tos.
Good.
Yeah.
Why don't he come out and have a drink with you? He doesn't want to, or you don't want him to?
No, well, we'll see. I mean, I said something too at dinner that my wife didn't like that I said, but... I don't even want to go there.
What, to Nashville? You don't even want to go there?
No.
Oh, okay.
312-332-3776. Yeah. Waddle's List is coming up. Urlacher at 4. Waddle's List at 3. Go talk some White Sox later as well. Anything on your mind, 312-332-3776. We started talking about this, but then we got into the rebuild debate again with what I was saying with Hoodie and then what I thought I heard Carmen say, but Carmen wasn't referring to the front office talking about a rebuild. He was talking about the article being written, not mentioning rebuild.
Actually, the sound you played from Ryan Poles, he talks about build. He doesn't say rebuild, but it's not a bridge too far. I mean, you can easily connect the dots with what he's telling.
I mean, I want to hear from fans. Does it matter what the general manager tells you? I don't need a play-by-play of them telling me every move.
Yeah, I don't.
They have shown me the plan. I don't think there's any gray area in what the Bears are trying to do.
No.
I think there is gray area within it where you say, hey, are they supporting Justin Fields enough? You know, I said to you the other day, if this was a chef and you would create a recipe to bake the best way to develop a quarterback, the Bears are missing a lot of the ingredients that is the go-to recipe to bake the perfect quarterback. Yes. Fields can make them all better. I know you've been saying that. I heard Yurko say that today. Again, he can make Cole Kmet better. He can make some of the other young wide receivers who haven't established themselves yet better. Pringle. He can make Pringle better. He can make a lot of the guys better. I also think it helps if he had guys to help him be better. A better line, a more established tackle combination, better wide receivers. So, I don't think in the grand scheme of what Poles is trying to do, I don't think I need, that's what I was saying with Hoodie, and I do listen to him. I don't need, transparency is one thing, and it's nice if you get everything, if someone's transparent and they win. I just want him to follow a good plan and execute it to where they win, and we get finally some sustained success for the Bears.
I think it's unusual that a first-time general manager, regardless of sport, will step into an environment and vocalize to you that this is a full rebuild. I just don't think I don't think that is ever the message, or it's very infrequent that you'll get a first-time general manager step in and tell you
that what we're doing is tearing this down to the studs. I just don't think we do that.
I think it's good that we know that they're rebuilding, whether he says it or not, or whether he dresses it up in a certain way. Because if the Bears were 30th in roster construction, if the Bears are 30th in the next 3 years power rankings, today something came out, skill position or the, what was it? How was it termed today, Tyler?
Offensive playmakers.
Offensive playmakers, they're ranked 31st. Every list has them between 28 and 32. Usually between 30 and 32.
This is the mess that, in large part, that was left behind.
The problem would be is if they would be going for it with that roster.
The way that the previous regime was.
Right, right. Where they look at this team and they're like, oh my God, we got to be in CYA mode and we've got to be trying to eke out every win to keep our jobs.
Yep.
He at least is pulling it way back, being really, really bad. So if the quarterback is arriving this year, he can then draft and sign guys where they can go next year.
He's been fully transparent with regard to his actions. His words may not be, but his actions, there's no mistaking.
That's the point.
There is no mistaking what they're doing.
And then we'll get into the quarterback conversation. Where is the floor on Fields? What is your lowest level of acceptance of Justin Fields in an NFL quarterback comp? Like, okay, if he's not going to be Mahomes, if he's not going to be one of the great quarterbacks in the league, Aaron Rodgers-ish, if he's not going to be a top five guy, you would be fine if he's this quarterback.
If he's this guy, I'm not going to be pissed.
We'll go around the room and give you two or three examples of each, and then we'll take your calls, 332-3776.
Chicago's home for sports is on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
All right, Brian Urlacher will join us at 4. Good tweet from Darren here. This is a good example of bad messaging by a front office that you can't live with. He gives the example of Garin Pack saying, hey, we're going to go younger and more athletic. And then they sign Rondo and Wade. And that's inconsistent to the messaging. Like, this is just phrasing and how you're dressing up the rebuild. But anyway, let's move on to the Justin Fields conversation. I thought of this watching the AFC West preview they had on Get Up the other day. And Derek Carr came to mind. Derek Carr's
numbers.
He's
at the top of my list as well.
Derek Carr's numbers are better than you think. There are a lot of guys who have numbers. Like Carson Wentz's numbers from last year are surprisingly pretty good. But he, when you watch him play, he's not that good. It's
numbers
what I've
will tell
said.
You, yeah. Numbers will tell you one thing, and your eyes will tell you maybe something different.
So, like, the two guys that I come up with are Derek Carr, where if he's Derek Carr, or if he's Dak Prescott, and Dak I thought was going to be higher, and still may, but I don't believe that Dak has reached the superstar level.
I'm not as dialed in with Dak being a superstar as others. Good player.
Like, last year was an interesting year for him. Now he's lost some weight. He's trained differently.
Year removed from a catastrophic injury.
So maybe he'll take that next step. But, like, he's got some unbelievable stats, too. I don't know how much winning it's equated.
I think Derek Carr's numbers would not overwhelm you. I mean, yes, he's had four consecutive seasons of throwing for 4,000 yards, and that's an anomaly for us because it's never happened here in Chicago. But especially with a 17th game, you're going to see more of that. But his last 4 years of touchdown throws have been 19, 21, 27, 23. And to go along, the corresponding interceptions are 10, 8, 9, and 14. He was 23 touchdowns and 14 interceptions this year. He's exactly who I was thinking
of.
How
many yards did he throw for? Almost
4,800 yards.
Yeah, he almost threw for 5,000
yards. But 4,800 yards
in a
touchdown to interception ratio of 23 to 14, like, I'm more interested in your touchdown to interception ratio than I am the yards, to be honest with you.
All right, so those are sort of two that
I'll give you another one.
Okay.
And I agree with your Derek Carr.
What about Dak? Is Dak too good to put on this list. Again, I don't think Dak is that accomplished yet.
You're right, especially in the postseason.
But you know that Dak is your franchise quarterback. Yeah. You know where
if he's Dak, I'm thrilled.
I'm happy with that. That's what I'm asking. Is he too high? Mellor,
I'm going to give you another name that is going to fall in line with you. I'm going to say Kyler Murray. I'm not sold on Kyler Murray being all that and then some in the league, and he just got a big, giant contract. But Kyler Murray, to me, is the same. I mean, listen, there are some exciting moments, but Kyler Murray in the second half of all of his seasons has tailed off, whether it's injuries or teams, you know, get more dialed in. They know how to defend you. These are Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray's never thrown for 4,000 yards in his three seasons in the league. He's 20-12, 26-12, 24-10, touchdown to interceptions. He is a threat to run it, no doubt. He fumbled 12 times last year. It says here he didn't lose one of them, but he fumbled 12 times. I'm not one that believes Kyler Murray is on the cusp of becoming elite. I just don't. He takes a lot of chances. He plays loose and careless with the football. He's young. He may prove me wrong, but you could convince me that if Justin Fields is Kyler Murray, that's good for me.
The topic is we all want him to be a top five quarterback. We want him to be on the trajectory of a Justin Herbert. We want him to be in the class of a Patrick Mahomes and a Josh Allen.
Do you agree with me?
But where's the lowest level? Yeah, Kyler, I would not have paid Kyler Murray. I bought my kid's Kyler Murray jersey. He is a fun video game and another one of those guys who I believe is a better fantasy quarterback than he is actual quarterback.
I think Dak see that the same way.
Dak is sort of that way, too, where I think like he's built up some good numbers for fantasy players, but is he as good of an NFL quarterback as he is fantasy quarterback?
Yeah, you and I are on the same page.
Where's the lowest level? Like, I'll go through. Mellor, I want yours coming up here, and we'll get to Waddle's list. And I'm going to give you some other questionable quarterbacks. And if Justin Fields would be this guy, would you be upset? 312-332-3776.